stage is set for the November general election. Incumbents Chris Bergara, Jennifer Kiko, and Philip Mastriani won Tuesday's Republican primary for Alliance City Council at large. They'll face Democrat Jorge Mendoza. Republican incumbent Ed Lonas won the primary for the third ward and will be challenged by Democrat Jessica Risoliti in November. In Canton, James Babcock, Joe Cole, and Bill Smucklin won the Democratic primary for city council at large. They'll face Republican Carl Bliss in the first ward. Darren Maley won the Democratic primary and will go up against Republican Daniel Gates. Katie Urchick-Gilbert received the Democratic nomination for Canton Municipal Court. She'll be challenged by Republican Mark Ostrowski. Primary issues that passed: the Starr County Children's Services Replacement Levy, Louisville Library Levy, North Canton Income Tax, Jackson Township Fire Levy Renewal, and Canton Township Road Levy. Primary issues defeated were the Perry Township Road Levy and Pike Township Police Levy. Two men charged in connection with human remains found in Akron, 54-year-old Anthony Fields, 34-year-old Keith Conaway of Akron, each charged with abuse of a corpse. They're being held in the Summit County Jail on $5,000 bond. The medical examiner's office identified the victim as 22-year-old Xavier Menifee of Canton. Akron police found his remains in a homeless encampment on Silver Street Friday. He was reported missing in August. An investigation is ongoing. Voters in Columbiana County passed a bevy of measures Tuesday. The county's sales tax measure passed with 63% of the vote. It secures funding for the sheriff's office, courts, jail, dog pound, and other county services. Children's services levy also passed comfortably, earning 65% of the vote. That funding goes directly toward protecting vulnerable children through investigations, foster placements, and prevention programs. The Lake Local School District is searching for a new superintendent. Kevin Tobin plans to retire August 1st. He spent nearly 40 years in education, including 9 leading the district. Search for Tobin's replacement being led by the Board of Education and the Stark Educational Service Center. The board plans to name a new superintendent before August 1st. The Columbiana County Grand Jury will consider a possible indictment of a man accused of shooting a teen in Wellsville. Case of 20-year-old Emery Childs of Wellsville was bound over Monday following a hearing in county municipal court. He's charged with felonious assault, tampering with evidence, and inducing panic. Childs allegedly shot a 15-year-old boy during a confrontation on 18th Street April 27th. The victim suffered a gunshot wound to the wrist. Childs being held on $500,000 bond. Trial scheduled August 13th for a man charged in a fatal accident in East Liverpool. 69-year-old Paul Vonovich of East Liverpool appeared for a pretrial hearing Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Status conference set for August 4th. He's charged with vehicular homicide in an April 2023 incident. Vonovich was driving on St. Clair Avenue when his vehicle struck and killed 76-year-old James Schmidt while he was crossing the street. Vonovich told police he did not see the man. Police did not believe alcohol or drugs were a factor. Youngstown woman faces charges after a Saturday arrest. 18-year-old Melanie Neville was arraigned by video in Mahoning County Court Monday on account of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Neville allegedly sent a screenshot of a 17-year-old girl having sex with a male. She also sent nude photos of the girl. The girl's mother reportedly told police Neville sent photos to at least 4 people. Owners of the DoubleTree Hotel in downtown Youngstown suing the owners of the Realty Tower, the latter building the site of a natural gas explosion in May 2024, causing the closure of the hotel and a parking garage. One person died in the blast. The suit was filed last week in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. It names as defendants Yo Properties 47, LY Property Management, Greenheart Companies, and Enbridge Gas. The suit alleges negligence and liability. It seeks $1.2 million. The hotel and garage claim were lost during a 75-day closure. Mahoning County judge has sentenced a man to 11 to 15 years in prison for a fatal shooting at Austintown. Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney handed down the punishment on Tuesday to 19-year-old Ethan Richmond of Austintown. He pleaded guilty in March to charges of involuntary manslaughter, felonious assault, and a gun specification. Richmond was originally charged as a juvenile. He was 17 when he shot 22-year-old Vincent Tarver at the Compass West apartment complex in September 2023. A woman was also wounded. Police said the incident occurred after a fight in the parking lot. 22-year-old Talim Mumin was sentenced to 6 to 7.5 years in prison in January.